Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sumit Foods Limited Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chande from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Sumit Foods Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Amitaram, Managing Director, Mr. Bhushan, Executive Director and CFO, Mr. Jatin, Manager of Accounts and Finance, Ms. Priyanka, Accounts and Finance Head, and Ms. Rekha, who is Company Secretary. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Bhushan. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Warm welcome to Sumit Foods Limited's Q3 and 9 months financial year 25 earnings conference call. It's a pleasure to connect with you all today, and we truly appreciate your time and continued support. As this is our first earnings call, I would like to begin by sharing our overall company, our journey, and key business highlights before getting into the quarterly performance. Sumit Foods Limited has a rich legacy of more than 39 years in the real estate sector. We are delivering high-quality residential and commercial projects across Mumbai and Goa. We are established in 1986 as Sumit Construction and evolved into the trusted real estate development company and later incorporated Sumit Foods Limited in 1997. Over the years, we have built a strong reputation of superior construction quality, sustainable development, and delivery on time. That's the key motto. Our growth journey has been remarkable. We have completed more than 64+ projects covering 45 lakh sq ft of developed space and delivering more than 7,000 apartments to our happy families. Currently, we have three ongoing projects, seven upcoming projects, further reinforcing our commitment into urban transformation. With focus on MMR and redevelopment of Mumbai, we have more than 15 lakh sq ft of space under construction and a robust pipeline in future development. We are one of the preferred developers in the western suburbs of Mumbai. We take pride to be an NSE-listed company from 2018, and we have been actively members of MCHI, MERIDCO, and BDA. As our company continues to grow, plus we have more than 100 team members in our company who help us to deliver our projects and give dream houses to our customers on time. Right now, there is a lot of focus on redevelopment in Mumbai, and because of that, our focus is also redevelopment of projects in complete Mumbai region from Borivali, Malad, Santacruz, Dadar, to up to South Bombay. Now, I will go on to the details of our Q3 financial year business highlights. This quarter has been a strategic significance for Sumit Foods as we continue to strengthen our presence in the real estate sector. We are pleased to announce two major projects of redevelopment projects where we have been selected for redevelopment. One, which is in Malad, has Malad East, which is strategically located near Malad East Station, and one in Prabhadevi, just behind Siddhivinayak Temple, where we have been selected as a redevelopment developer. Both the revenue potentials of the project is around 730 crores. This reinforces our commitment of transforming Mumbai skyline with premium and quality houses. Additionally, I am happy to inform that we have successfully raised 86 crores capital infusion in the form of equity shares and convertible warrants, which has further strengthened our balance sheet as well as our appetite to take more projects as a growth capital and in turn give value to the shareholders. Further, I'm very much happy to inform as a milestone, our credit rating has been upgraded to astute BBB with a stable outlook, which serves as a strong endorsement of our financial discipline and business fundamentals. Now, turning to our financial performance, for Q3 FY, our standalone income stood at 26.62 crores and EBITDA at 3.94 crores, translating in an EBITDA margin of 14.80%. Our net profit for the quarter was 1 crore and a net profit margin was 3.76. For the 9 months of this financial year, our standalone income is 67.74 crores with an EBITDA of 14.68 crore and EBITDA margin of 21.67%. Our net profit for this period stood at 6.03, reflecting net profit margin of 8.9%. On the consolidated basis, if you see for quarter 3 FY, our income stood at 30.90 crores and EBITDA at 5.80 crores, translating in an EBITDA margin of 18.77%. Our net profit for that quarter on the consolidated is 2.03 crores and net profit margin at 6.56 crores. And for the 9 months of this financial year, our consolidated income reached 110 crores and EBITDA of 17.6 crores with an EBITDA margin of 15.47. And a net profit stood at 6.29 crores, reflecting in a net profit margin of 5.70%. This number reflects our steady revenue growth, operational efficiency, and evolving market dynamics. Looking forward, we are quite optimistic with the real estate trajectory. With the recent budget and the RBI's soft stance on the interest rate, and that is going to be a favorable for the affordability of housing and the eligibility of housing loans for the buyers. With a robust pipeline and a commitment of sustainable development and focus on execution excellence, we are confident in our ability to capitalize on emerging opportunities and create a long-term value for all stakeholders. We have been in this industry for more than 39 years, and we see a complete transformation of Mumbai skyline going next 3 to 5 years with lot of development projects happening. On behalf of entire Sumitwoods team, I'd like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to all our investors, customers, employees, and partners for their trust and continued confidence in our journey. I thank you all for coming for this conference call, and I open the floor for the question and answer and look forward to addressing your queries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Parash Chheda from Purple One Vertex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for this opportunity. I just wanted to understand, you know, at the moment, what is our, let's say, current project size, which are already signed and need to be executed, and over what kind of duration do we have to execute these projects? So that's my first question. And should I just continue with my question, or shall we keep it like, you know, you want to answer that and then?
No, I'm okay. So I understood the first question. I'll answer okay. If you want.
Okay. So my second query.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. My second query is, what is our current debt level as on end of December 2024? Okay. And my third query is, you know, in general, just for this quarter, for December quarter, the overall sales value is generally lower compared to last year on a consolidated basis, and slightly softer EBITDA margins also. So somewhere the execution of projects has suffered a little bit or something. Just wanted to know that also.
Okay. Okay. So I'll just start with the first question where you asked. So if you, we have already acquired around 2,500 crores of project, which has already been shared on the exchange and has been, out of which around 700 crores of project, we are already started on the pipeline, which is Param project one, and now the Hedaukar Wadi, which is at the Barabadevi. So both projects we have already started. Started means the approval process has started. Remaining, we have already acquired the lands, done the development agreements, and we are in the process of getting the approvals in place. So this project execution will happen over next 3 to 5 years. That's okay. The thing. In terms of debt, so I'm very much happy to inform you that we have, because we raised the equitable around 83 crores, so we have reduced the debt by exact number I'll give you. Right now my debt is around 35 crores on the balance sheet. So we have reduced by 25 crores our debt in this quarter.
Okay. Because as of September, I see about 92 crores of consolidated debt.
Yeah.
Both. Yeah. And so as of end December, it stands around 35, is it?
No. In terms of end December, it will, on the consolidated basis, it will be around somewhere 55 crores.
55 crores. Okay.
In terms of standalone, it was 35, but around consolidated basis, it will be 55 crores. In terms of the current quarter numbers, what happens, right, because we do a percentage completion method, this we have not completed, or got the OC of any project in this quarter, or new launches have not happened. Only whatever the launch and whatever progress is there, that is ongoing. So this quarter has been a subdued quarter for this, but we are expecting.
Sorry, you're not audible.
Sorry, yeah, you're not audible in between. Yeah.
Now I'm audible.
Yeah, yeah, perfectly audible.
So the I'm sorry, sir. It is cracking
again.
Okay. I'm audible now.
Better than before, sir.
Okay. So the reason for the subdued quarter is we are just on the ongoing projects. We have not got OC of any of the ongoing projects, or we have not launched any new project in this quarter. That's why the numbers look so good. But going forward, which we had launched in August, September, we are expecting to achieve 25% as per the accounting standard norms, and the revenue will be recognized in quarter four. So that, plus we are expecting to get the OC of in Guru Krishna by March.
Sorry,
so even the number
is quite unclear. Yeah.
Your voice is all muffled up.
Sir, if you don't mind, would you repeat from your, you know, the project that started in August, September, you were saying on that.
Okay. So the project which started on Param, which we launched on August, September, we achieved a good sales there, but the revenue recognition will happen only after certain percentage of agreements are registered. And 25%. So accordingly, once in quarter four, we expect that revenue will be recognized in that quarter. Same way for Guru Krishna, we are expecting OC to get received in March to finalize the revenue of OC after OC 100% completion. Because I see full range here, I don't know, I am not able to, but the range to have full range. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you able to hear?
Yes, sir. Can you try using your handset mode?
Yes.
I'm using my handset mode only.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's quite clear. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So same project which revenue we hope to get recognized in quarter four. So the numbers are not reflected in this current quarter. Same we have we will be completing getting our OC in Gurukshna, which is a project which is going on in Vile Parle, expected by March. So okay. Lot of revenue will be recognized in March. So that's the reason okay. This quarter was subdued.
Okay, so you would expect, let's say, Q4 quarter to be reasonably good, broadly.
Yes, yes. See, I tell you, because the real estate is a not like a FMCG business where every yeah. quarter, whenever we launch, the quarter goes up, and when we complete some project, we revenue gets recognized. So normally, there can be a bulgy effect in quarters that way.
Okay. Right. But typically, let's say Q4 will look good and hopefully on an annual basis, we will sort of continue to do well.
Yes. Yes. It will be a positive trend.
Okay. Yeah. Just last one thing, sir. Now we have, let's say, about 2,500 odd crores, right? And let's say this year, I mean, last year we did 180 crores and this year we could do whatever, 200, 220 crores, somewhere in that region. I'm just sort of guesstimating. So for FY26 and 7, for the next 2 years, what kind of revenue in general do you think you could be executing? Generally, I mean ballpark numbers.
So very difficult to give a number, but we have...
like a broad target in mind, I mean, which may or may not get...
We want to be on a positive territory. We see that the company should grow at least 20%. That is what our target is.
Okay, understood. Understood. And these operating margins, EBITDA margins will be sort of...
go on, hopefully increase because the projects we have taken now are at a better location where we find a better realizable value of the product. Plus, a lot of debt level has gone down. So that will also help us to add to the margins.
Right, correct, right. Yeah. Thank you. That's good enough for me. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Jairaj Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So, like, my first question is, can you share some detail about the customer response and pre-booking status for your, like, Prabhadevi redevelopment project?
So Prabhadevi redevelopment project we have acquired in December. So we are expected to launch in quarter two or quarter three of this financial, next financial year I am talking about. So there we are expecting to launch a 3 BHK and 4 BHK apartments. That's what our target is to launch there.
Okay, and are you getting any kind of bookings and all? Like what?
So right now, no. Right now we have not done any booking. We are at an approval stage. So once we get the approval and RERA in place, then we will start the bookings of the project.
Okay. So, like, what will be the anticipated contribution of this new development project?
We are expecting a top line of around 500 crores to be added to the, around roughly 500 crores.
In FY26 or next quarter?
No, it will be executed next 3 years. Because normally the project cycle is 3 to 5 years. So once we launched, then after 3 years, it will get executed.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Madhur Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead. So Madhur Shah?
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead.
So tell me, how has the Reserve Bank of India recent rate cut impacted housing demand and your sales pipeline?
So what we see as Reserve Bank of India stand, they want to have a softening interest rate regime going forward. So we see that maybe a 0.25 basis point may not have a big impact. But the stance is very clear that they don't want to raise any interest rate. They want to soften it more and more. So going forward, definitely this will increase the eligibility of housing. Because most of the individual banks are
Your voice, yeah. Can you just repeat the last part again?
Yeah. As I said, RBI is going on a softer stance with the rate of interest, but the banks eventually have to transfer that to the customers. So we are waiting for the banks to see that end effect to come. I say in next 1 month, we'll see that effect.
Okay. And also tell me, what's the company's perspective on the revised income tax plans and their influence on real estate demand?
So as per the income budget that the announcement was made, I think it's a quite for clear middle class focus centric budget that government wants more and more people to come on the income tax new regime. And then they have given up to 12 lakh rupees. If you are able to file the return, you will get a rebate, so you don't have to pay tax. So definitely the disposable income in the hand of individual is going to be more. And that is going to help the economy. And once the other industries in the economy play better, automatically the real estate gets benefited out of it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Next question is from the line of Riya Bansal, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Riya?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is that what were the key drivers behind the growth in total income for Q3 FY25?
Okay. So if you see, we are getting now taking lot of projects in Sumit Wood Limited, which is our
sorry, sir, your voice is muffled again.
Okay. So we are now taking projects in our Sumit Woods Limited, plus we are taking bigger projects. The size of the projects which we used to earlier, projects which has a potential of...
Sorry, sir, can't hear you at all.
Can't hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So what I was saying, ki we are taking projects in our Sumit Wood standalone balance sheet projects now, plus the size of projects has gone up. So the revenue top line, if you see, minimum projects we are looking at in coming in the current year as well as future is 200 crore plus projects. So because of that and the capability to execute project is already there with us, so that is going to help us to get more projects and execute larger projects at the same time.
Okay, so my next question is that what were the primary reasons for the decline in consolidated total income for 9 months FY25 as compared to 9 months FY24?
So the reason is that because in this quarter there were no new launches or no new completion of the project. So it is just a continuity. So certain revenue has not got in this quarter. So going forward, we will recognize once we get the Param agreements registered more than 25%, we will be able to recognize. And then that is the reason. And the projects have been completed. So in the consolidated balance sheet, all the projects, so there is no revenue. No new revenue is going to come into standalone balance sheet. So that is the reason if you see a dip in this quarter, in the 9 months period.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Mahesh Seth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. And my first question is the EBITDA margin for 9 months FY25 is around 21.67%. So
yes.
My question is that how sustainable is this level of profitability in upcoming quarters?
So we are quite hopeful that we will be able to better our margins going forward because we have reduced our debt a lot. Plus the revenues that the projects, new projects we have taken in the city side, like the other Mahim and Santa Cruz, which will help us to improve the margins in the project. So going forward, our management.
Sorry, sir, we lost you again.
Hello.
Yes, yeah. I can hear you now,
yeah.
Sir. Please go.
Yeah, you can hear me now.
Yes.
Yeah, with the question of EBITDA margin, going forward, we look, because we have taken projects at a better locations, which will give us a better value. So we see a good incremental EBITDA margin going forward. That's going to be thing. So that I think quarter four or next quarter one, quarter two, you will see the reflection of that.
Okay. So the main reason will be the debt reduction and the new projects.
Debt reduction and the new projects. Yes.
Okay. Got it. And can you also discuss the specific challenges faced by the company in maintaining the consistent net profit growth?
So, if you see, this is on a macro level, Maharashtra, where we work in Mumbai.
Sorry, sir, you're not audible at all now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Little better. Yes. Please go ahead.
Okay. So if you see in this financial year, Maharashtra, we had two major elections, and real estate industry is quite lot of ligening government departments we have to ligen for our approval purposes. So 2-3 months of the central government and then the state government elections. So roughly around 4 months of activities were reduced, so that's the reason a lot of approvals processes took little time. So that's the challenge we face. Otherwise, in terms of execution, in terms of financial closure, in terms of sales and revenue, right now the market is good and it can be reflected. So the in terms of challenges we face is getting the approvals on time from the authorities. That's the major challenge we face. But I think now both the elections are behind us, and the government is very clear. So going forward, we see a smooth transition in next 4 years.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Next question is from the line of Sarah Kaur from YV Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My question was that, can you highlight the challenges that we face in project execution and how you are being addressing those challenges?
So,
sorry, sir, you're not audible.
Okay. Am I audible?
No, not really.
Hello?
No,
hello?
Sir.
Hello?
Yes, now we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, going forward, all the things we look at, we will require sustainable development. So, our focus going forward will be on the sustainable development. The challenge is having skilled manpower in that sustainable development. So, getting skilled manpower to execute.
No, sir. It is not clear. It's again muffled.
Okay. So, let me come back to the answer. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the biggest challenge for execution will be having the skilled labor going forward. Having the skilled carpenter, skilled mason, skilled fitters, skilled plumbers. So that is going to be a challenge. And a lot of skill development will have to be done at that level to get the project execution. Right now, we currently get those people, but as the scale increases and as the scale city increases, we will require that kind of skilled labor. So the focus, we are focused on getting the quality contractors on board to execute the projects. But it's not a big challenge as such, but it's a going forward 3 to 5 years, we will have to see to get more and more skilled laborers in the workforce.
Okay.
Hello.
And my next question was, how does we positioned ourselves against the competitors that are there in Mumbai real estate market?
So Mumbai real estate market is a quite huge market. Like I always say, Mumbai has different micro markets, western suburbs, central suburbs, then Juhu and Andheri area, then South Bombay, Navi Mumbai. So there are a lot of developers who do greenfield projects as they buy out lands and do projects. We focus more on joint ventures and redevelopments. So we don't buy out much land. We do redevelopment. And there is a fair competition, but with a track record of 38 years, 39 years, 7,000 apartments delivered. So a lot of wherever we bid for our tenders for redevelopment, we get a preference choice. And with the financial strength that we have now, that we have created in last 5-7 years, so we are able to get good projects. So the Prabhadevi project we got was a better project in a better location. In going forward, we are bidding for many new projects also, and we hope that we will get few more projects of that. So the competition is there, but we are happy with the competition, and we are updated. We are ahead. We want to be ahead of the curve of the competition.
Okay, sir. And my last question was that recently we have seen there was a hole from the government side on the infrastructures that were happening in Mumbai because of the health, because of the air condition. So how we see that coming in future, and how we are going to tackle such conditions to put the particular project on hold?
So Mumbai in a way is an island. Best because of the winds and all, we don't find big challenges, but it's still January.
Sorry, sir, your voice is breaking.
So in December and Jan particularly, when we have little fog around, there is a challenge, and this is a challenge for the whole city. And as a citizens of the city, we are also concerned that our air quality has to be good. So whatever precautionary steps that we take on our sites to control in terms of the dust particles being getting, so whatever controlling measures that the corporation and suggest, we all follow that as per the norms, which help us to reduce the construction. But going forward, we see there will be some kind of policy that BMC will formulate for such kind of activities, which includes infrastructure development like roads and metros, as well as for the construction development. So we see in a way there will be a policy going forward which all the citizens will have to follow, and it's in the interest of the city because we'll get some quality air for everybody.
Okay, so that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Paras Chheda from Purple One Vertex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, you mentioned that we've got 2,500 crores of orders or projects to be executed over the next 3 to 5 years. And some of the previous projects have sort of come to an end, so we'll have new launches, etc. coming forward. So now, of these 2,500 crore projects, could you sort of elaborate broadly, in terms of what kind of revenue could it be back-ended, which projects, could be the ones that are starting, and the size of those projects? Just broadly elaborating over the next 3 to 5 years, how the revenue could pan out on these?
See, out of the 2,500 crore project, yeah. Sumit Param, which is roughly around 400 crore top line, is already launched in August. Then there is
and that one could be executed over the next 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. Then there is Guru Krishna project, which is already at a completion stage. Then which revenue has been already recognized. Then we will see a project in Bhayandar which we had, which we will be launching. And there will be a project in Santa Cruz, in Sumit Pragati Bhakti Shuddha. That also we are expecting to launch in next 2 quarters. So around 4 to 5 projects we are expecting to launch in next quarter 3. So we okay. see a good pipeline.
And what will be the size of these projects broadly?
So roughly, if you see, total will be 1,000 crore plus projects that will be launching.
Sorry, sir.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Now we can hear you.
So with the current already launched and next 2 to 3 quarters, I expect around 1,000 crore projects to be launched in next 2 to 3 quarters, subject to the approval and RERA getting in place. So what happens sometimes that approval gets 1 month delayed, then the quarter changes from quarter 2 to quarter 3 or something like. So it can happen that 1 quarter here or there. but we are expecting to launch around 1,000 crores of project in next 2 to 3 quarters.
Okay. So just one follow-up question. When you say that, you know, the project launch, how is the revenue recognized? I mean, just to understand, how does this process work, sir?
So revenue is recognized as per that percentage completion method. So once the project is launched and we take the booking from the customers, and after 10% is received, as per RERA, we register their agreement of that unit. So once the agreement is registered and work is completed minimum.
Your voice is slightly unclear.
Hello? Are you able to hear me?
Yeah. Now I can hear you.
So as per CA Institute rule, 25% of the work has to be completed to start recognizing the revenue in a project. So we have to follow that method. So the launching, when we say we launch a project, we take the booking, so we have the commitment, but the percentage goes in next 3 to 4 years as per the cycle of the project.
Okay, so let's say if you have certain pre-bookings on a project, you cannot recognize that revenue in that immediate quarter. You will have to complete 25% of your work.
Yes.
To recognize those pre-bookings, etc., revenue that you.
So that is an advance like in our books, and then once we register and complete 25% of the work, we recognize the revenue.
Okay, and therefrom, after recognizing, after doing the 25%. As and when you proceed with the project, you will keep recognizing the...
Once the project goes 50%, then the 50% is recognized as per the schedule of the project.
Okay, so in chunks of 25% is how it is recognized, is it?
Yeah. Not in chunks of 25%. It can be 40%, it can be 60%, but minimum 25% has to get completed to recognize the revenue, to start recognizing.
Okay, so once you've done, just the last question on that, so 25, once you've done that 25 in a quarter and you've recognized the previous pre-booking, etc., that is all done. Now the project is in progress.
Yes.
So for the next quarter, how will you recognize the revenue? I mean, what could be the metric?
So example, just to give an example, if 25% recognized, next quarter, say 15% work is completed as per the total work. So 40% will be recognized. 15% will be recognized in that quarter.
Understood. So that incremental 15 will be recognized in that quarter.
That, yes.
Okay, so on and so forth. So minimum 25 has to be done. And then on whatever actual basis where you've completed 10, 15, 30% or 20%, that will be recognized in that particular quarter.
Yeah. Certain thumb rule industry we follow. And the RERA is also...
Your voice is muffled again.
So there is a RERA guidance also where we have to follow. So we have to, and RERA has actually helped us to streamline that guidelines, and we follow that accordingly recognize the revenues.
Okay, understood. But broadly, this is how it is. So first 25%, and then on actual basis, whatever you complete, you recognize in that quarter.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandani Chande from Kirin Advisors. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference of Sumit Foods Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference. Thank you, Bhushan, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.